Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of God our Creator, Jesus our Redeemer, Holy Spirit our Sustainer, and teaching them everything that I have commanded you, says Christ. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. These are Jesus' last words, his magnum opus. Go, baptize, teach, make disciples. Go in the name of Jesus. Baptize new believers in the name of Jesus. Teach Jesus' stories. Live out Jesus' actions. Make others see the life-changing power of Jesus. And remember, you're never alone. God's Spirit is with you, as with every other person in the world, and will be, even to the end of the age. This is maybe two of the best scripture passages in all of the Bible. It's Jesus' last command, and it's what we're all called to do. I often quote my wife saying, "The Bible isn't true because it happened once. The Bible is true because it keeps happening." I love to quote her on this. It's one of those sentences you wish you would have come up with yourself. What she means is the Bible is not just a history book. It's a living document. The Spirit dwells inside the text as well as inside of every one of us. And Scripture's directives, Scripture's stories, they speak to where we are today. The disciples aren't the only ones being commissioned by Christ to go and make disciples. We all are. We're all called to go and help baptize people into the faith. We're all called to participate in teachings that edify and build up. We're all called to remember that God is with us. And we're all called to do it in Jesus' name. And that's what makes church so incredibly important. Church is a hotbed for all of these things. At church, we baptize. At church, we teach. At church, we edify. At church, we build up. At church, we remember. And we do it all in Jesus' name. The church is the vehicle for the Great Commission. It's the recipe, the engine, the driving force for what making disciples can look like. And when you give to it, when you lean into it, when you participate in church, you're living into God's Great Commission. But we have to be careful. The church doesn't automatically give gratuitously to the Great Commission. It doesn't just do it because it's a church. Regrettably, there are churches that move us further away from the kingdom of God. Some churches choose to spread messages that are hate-filled. They're mean. They create unhealthy patterns for people. They usually have a lot to do with fear. These churches don't typically edify or build up the body of Christ. So, to make sure this doesn't happen and unhealthy patterns aren't repeated through history, God calls forth a certain group of people. The Bible calls this group the priestly class. Prophets, pastors, women and men called to shape and to shift when necessary. People who help us keep our eyes open and focused on making disciples in the Great Commission. And I can honestly say, First Baptist Waynesboro is one of the Great Commission type of churches. We know how to edify. We know how to build up. And I know this is true because we've decided to call Pastor Ben as our minister to families with youth. There's no clearer job description for him as he works through the priestly order than this: go, baptize, teach. Remember what Christ has done for you. Make disciples of others along the way. Let people see Christ's love through you. This is what God has called Pastor Ben to do. And we're asking him to do it for our families with youth. I've been around a lot of 28-year-olds working in churches. And Ben stands out to me as someone who loves the church, but not because of how it feeds his ego, but because he believes that God is still acting and moving and shaping and shifting inside of the church. Disciples are continually getting made at church, and he wants to be a part of that. We need him to be a part of that. We need him showing up and for our youth and teaching them how to be a part of that. We need him helping them wrestle with how their faith can become their own. We need him going into their lives and their stories and their successes, even inside of their pains, revealing where Christ is in the midst of it all to them, helping them embrace the truth that they are people of great and deep worth and great and deep meaning and great and deep purpose. Our youth, they deserve this. They deserve to have a church who prays for and cares for them in their trials and in their joys. They deserve to have a church that sees the need to place a minister in the midst of their lives. And so that's what we're choosing to do. That's what we're calling Pastor Ben to do. And this matters because we're the only church doing it. You may not know this. Pastor Ben is the only full-time youth minister in the city of Waynesboro. Think about that. Think about the awesome task that's set before him. But also think about how terrifying that is for youth who don't have a minister that speaks into their lives, who's not helping them become disciples. And you start to realize how incredibly important it is to call Pastor Ben to our church. It is vital that we help him make disciples and speak life and love into our youth. It's in this light and in so many other lights that I am so proud to be a part of First Baptist Waynesboro, because we are choosing to invest the necessary resources into our young people. They deserve a minister who teaches the stories and personhood of Jesus. They deserve a minister who understands the nature and character of God as revealed in Scripture. They deserve a minister who helps them remember and to reflect the love of God in their lives and to their friends. They deserve a minister who knows their name, who knows their boyfriends and girlfriends and breakups and when homecoming is. They deserve a minister that meets them in their struggles, that identifies with their hopes, that calms their fears and pushes them to their dreams. And we think Pastor Ben is that guy. He knows how to nurture. He knows how to edify. He knows how to go and to teach because he knows who Jesus is in his own life. He knows the recipe for what it takes to make disciples. It's through God's church. So join him as he unveils the love of Christ to our young people in our city. Partner with him in making disciples of them. Help him on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights. Go on a youth retreat or help him in area missions throughout Waynesboro or join him on a Wednesday night Bible study. Commit to praying for him at the least. Join and partner with him at the most and watch how our young people become disciples of Christ. We've got big plans for our youth group over the next year, and we're not slowing down. In November, we're headed off to our fall retreat. In March, we're going to host over 250 youth from across the state here at our church to do area missions in our city. In July, Ben is going to take at least 15 to Brazil on a mission immersion experience, but he's still going to go to Passport. He's still going to engage in local missions. He's still going to teach and worship on a weekly basis. Pastor Ben is partnering with God. Pastor Ben is helping move our youth into participating into the Great Commission. And you can help. There is no more rewarding thing than to see a light bulb come on in the mind and soul of our youth when they discover their place in the kingdom of God. This happens at church. So join us as we continue to make disciples. It is what Jesus is calling all of us to do in Matthew 28.